went to a St. Patrick's Day party last night, and every important Irish celebrity in Hollywood was there. Maureen O'Hara, Dan O'Herlihy, Pat O'Brien. And when they served the free lunch, another Irishman showed up, Jack O'Benny.
WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
Different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very free form, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
No sense, no mistake. Now one.
I know you like two things I like. Ooh. Chicken and chicks.
So Lisa, do you always leave your stereo on? Even when you're not there to listen to it?
Well, what stereo?
The one you left on in the other room.
Oh, that one. I was going to turn it off, actually, but I got distracted. I mean, come on. Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days.
Hang on. You're just repeating the lyrics to Hannah Montana's song.
Nobody's perfect. Hey, I'm turning it off.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
And, of course, all the Irish cops here in Hollywood have that St. Patrick's Day spirit, but sometimes I think they overdo it. Three times a day, I got a ticket for passing a green light.
The subject was booked under Section 601, in danger of leading an idle, dissolute, or immoral life.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Funnel is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
Here comes the music.
warning or a piece of advice any way you want it. You and your friends keep on playing punk gangsters, and we're going to land on you hard. You understand? Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's no mere radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, real-world historical events. Who knows where? Mixed in between and on top of the music. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform. Non-commercial community radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and this week we are going green, celebrating the upcoming St. Patrick's Day holiday and other green things like cannabis and energy efficiency. And this being a Tears of the Gods, as opposed to a plastic sushi sound collage, we've got features for you. Yes, a featured band, Green Day, plus plenty of Irish musicians, particularly selections from one of the many gems in WMFO's World Music Collection, The Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. We began the show with, well, actually, a famous Irish-American comedian and actor from the 20th century, Bob Hope, telling a little St. Patrick's Day joke there. And then a little bit of Dragnet from the TV show also of the 20th century there. And then, well, Lisa, a U.S. Department of Energy public service message about energy efficiency. And then we got into the music with our first selection from that featured album, The Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. That was Fluke and GD's Hooper's Loop and Pressed for Time, a medley. And then our featured artist, Green Day, with a song called Armitage Shanks, which actually doesn't refer to anything exactly. It's a slightly different spelling of a kind of toilet manufacturer in England, which is apparently what it was taken, but a letter was changed to avoid copyright. In any case, that was written during a very depressing period in their frontman Billy Joe's life, thinking about suicide, and his girlfriend had gone to Ecuador. She was a hardcore punk and she didn't like him having commercial success. In any case, backing me up right now is the Celtic Fiddle Festival. And we're going to be hearing a bunch more from them this evening. This wonderful song is called La Belle Catherine. Beautiful Catherine. So, yeah, tonight's Tears of the Gods is going to be a pretty rocking commemoration of St. Patrick's Day. And our sound clips are going to include both some more Bob Hope plus bits from Charlton Heston, who starred in the movie Soylent Green about a dystopian future where there was a food source that Soylent Green that turned out to actually be made of recycled people. And then in the second hour, we'll be hearing from Kermit the Frog. In the next set, well, the format of this evening's sound collage is going to be just three more half hour-ish or so long sets. And in this first main set of the evening, we're going to be hearing from Don Milner, an Irish ballad and song from the sea called Yellow Meal, a story song. And also my favorite ever Jethro Tull song, Jack in the Green, that's about a spirit of places. And Jack in the Green lives in the wood, and he watches over things. Also, some New Order and Big Audio Dynamite, The Ballad of the Green Berets, and that big, bright, green pleasure machine from Simon and Garfunkel, plus our featured artists. And to start that off right now, yeah, let's hear another selection from The Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. Here is Jerry O'Connor with The Curve of the Lake. Here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only on WMFL in Manford, Tufts, Freeform Radio. Thank you.
No, and all day long on the radio, they've been playing Irish songs. One program played, Did Your Mother Come From Ireland? How Are Things in Glacamore? It's a Long Way to Tipperary and My Wild Irish Rose. I know there's nothing unusual about that, except this was the Scandinavian hour.
with his long tail hanging down. He quietly sits under every tree in the folds of his velvet gown. He drinks from the empty acorn cup the gilded dawn sweetly bestows, and taps his cane upon the ground, signals the snowdrops it's time to grow. It's no fun being a jack in the green, no place to dance, no time for song. Who wears the colors of the summer song, yeah, and carries a green flag all winter long. Jack, do you never sleep? Does the green still run deep in your heart? What will these changing times, motorways, power lines keep us apart? But I don't think so. I saw some grass growing through the pavement today. The rowan, the hog, and the holly tree are the charges left for him to groove. Laid across whispers Jack in the green. Oh, Jack, please help me through the winter's night. And we are the berries on the holly tree. Oh, the mist of the rush is coming, Jack.
You know, there are 20 million guys out of work in Manhattan alone, just waiting for my job.
As I walked out one morning, was by the Sligo dock, I overheard an Irishman conversing with Tapscott. Good morning, Mr. Tapscott, what do you have to telling me? Have you ever a ship bound for New York in the state of America? Ah, yes, me pretty Irish boy, I have a ship or two. They're lying at the wharf, they're waiting for a crew. They're all New York packets and on Friday they will sail. A present one is taking in 1,000 bags of mail. Straightway then I started, 'twas on the Yellowgrog Road. Such cries, Amelia, murder, the like was never knowed. And there I paid my passage down in solid Irish gold. But later I sat down and cried the way I had been sold. The very day we started, it was the 1st of May. The captain, he came up on deck and to a sea did say, cheer up me hearty Irish blades, don't let your courage fail. Today I'll serve you pork and beans, tomorrow yellow mail. Next day as we were sailing in the Channel of St. James, a Norwest wind came up to us and blew us back again. Bad luck to the Josh A. Walker and the day that she set sail. Likewise to Captain Tapscott and his darty yellow mail. Now I'm in America, working on the canal. To sail again in one of those boats I know I never shall. But I'll cross in a great big ship that carries both steam and sail, where I'll get lashings of corned beef and none of your yellow mail.
Rooms, hop the stairway of your
how she feels. She does what she likes. She's free. She doesn't care about convention. She's just free. She dresses what she does, what she likes. Has a wonderful time. How can you describe a dolly girl? Probably young. Oh, well, the clubs, I suppose, are Scotch and Dollies. Dollies. And, I think Birdland is a new one, which I've been to once or twice. It's quite singing. Otherwise, there aren't really that many withered clubs in London, but the ones that are great. You know, you just go there and drink, talk, relax, do what you like.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest, these are men America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
You know, if I had the money, I'd smoke 2-3 of these every day.
People have a tendency to dump on you.
Does your group have more cavities than theirs? Do all of the hippies seem to get the jump on you? Do you sleep alone when others sleep in pairs? Well, there's no need to complain. We'll eliminate your pain. We can neutralize your brain. You feel just fine now. Buy a big, bright, green pleasure machine. Two figures of authority just shoot you down. Is life within the business world to drag? Did your boss just mention that you better shop around? Or you find yourself in more productive bag? Are you worried and distressed? Can't seem to get no rest. Put our product to the test. You feel just fine. Big bright green pleasure machine. You better hurry up and order one. Unlimited supplies are in Unicorn. To relentlessly await the blows of cruel fate. Do your checks bounce higher than a rubber ball? I worry cause your girlfriend's just little late. Are you looking for a way to jump it off? We can end your daily strife at a reasonable price. You've seen it advertised in life. You feel just fine now. Buy a big bright green pleasure machine.
Take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to be. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Yeah.
We're going green here on the Tears of the Gods sound collage on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform, non-commercial community radio. Yes, we're celebrating the upcoming St. Patrick's Day holiday and other green things featuring the modern punk band Green Day, plus plenty of Irish musicians, particularly selections from The Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. Like the Aidan Coffey's version of Huey Travers, which is what we're hearing right now, backing me up as my ambiance. We began the set, the little over half hour long set that you heard, with a different selection from that same featured album, a real treasure of WMFO's World Music Collection. Yes, we began that set with Jerry O'Connor and a song called Come I Lochai, The Curve of the Lake. And then it was New Order with Everything's Gone Green from their Substance double CD album. Jethro Tull was next with my favorite ever song of theirs, Jack in the Green. And, well, Jack in the Green in general sort of English, Irish, Celtic folklore is a kind of May Day thing where somebody gets dressed up as a tree. But listening to the lyrics in that Jethro Tull song, it seems to be a little bit more about their Jack in the Green is a sort of spirit of a place. Somebody who's hanging out in the woods and who's watching over things. There's a lot of cultures that have that. I remember being in Bali, Indonesia, and like a waterfall would have a certain spirit that's associated with it. Well, actually, that's Bali, Indonesia. There are more Hindu temples there than there are houses. And that's easy to understand because every house has a temple. And then there are a bunch more around there. But unlike the rest of Indonesia, mostly a Muslim country, in Bali, they're Hindu. But yes, Jethro Tull's Jack in the Green, which was followed by Goldfrapp and Crystalline Green from their Black Cherry album. Quite a triple hit of colors there. And then we heard Charlton Heston in a clip from Soylent Green, the movie, followed by a Irish Story sung by Dan Milner, Yellow Meal, from the album Irish Ballads and Songs of the Sea, another WMFO World Music CD. And then it was Big Audio Dynamite, the second version, with Greengrass from their album The Globe. Next, going back to the 1960s with Sergeant Barry Sadler, his Ballad of the Green Berets. Charlton Heston once again with some thoughts about smoking on Soylent Green. But not that green Jesus. No, I think those were cigars. Simon and Garfunkel came up next with The Big Bright Green Pleasure Machine, followed by our featured artists Green Day and a song about Hashinka, a girl that Billy Joe met briefly and regretted he didn't spend some more time with her. In the next half hour or so set, we are going to be hearing a 77-second tour de force by Ciaran O'Mani and Dermot McLaughlin called Longhile Castle. Also from our featured album, The Rough Guide to Irish Music, second edition. That's a real powerhouse of a song. Also, our public service message is going to... I'm going to be sending it out to Chuck Yu, who is actually where I got it from. A production of his with the late Lester Grinspoon. Also some Cheech and Chong, and I'm going to be sending out the song Green Tambourine to Frank Rosano. He uses it in his promo for his radio show, Rosano Radio, which is on Mondays at 10 a.m. But this set is actually going to be going full circle, wrapping up all those Green songs I'm going to be playing for you. And two different versions of the same song. We're going to be starting with the original Peter Green Fleetwood Mac version of the Green Manalishi with the two-pronged crown. Peter Green was the founder of the oh-so-successful and difficult, problematic band, the Fleetwood Mac. He founded it in 1967, and it was a bit more of a blues band back then. Essentially, he took a lot of drugs, including LSD, and he went crazy. He became very obsessive about not making money, and although he was an incredible and very influential guitarist, he did not enjoy such a great life. He died in 2020. So that, yes, we're going to be going full circle with this next set, beginning now with the original Peter Green Fleetwood Mac version of the Green Manalishi. Here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts Freeform Radio.
When the day goes to sleep and the full moon rips, the light is so black that the darkness cooks. Bringing us down.